Lisa and I were blessed Sunday night by the nudge of the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you how. We were traveling from McAllen, Texas to Harrisburg, PA on American Airlines. We had a quick flight from McAllen to Dallas and landed around 3 p.m. We had plenty of time for a nice seafood dinner before boarding our nonstop flight to Harrisburg. As we sat at our assigned gate, C8, the flight in front of ours at the same gate kept getting delayed and delayed. Finally, on Lisa's American Airlines app, it said that our flight was canceled due to weather. We, along with over 100 other passengers, rushed toward the customer service desk to rebook. Needless to say, we got into a very long line. As we inched forward, we worked on our own rebooking plan. In doing so, we discovered that there were no more flights on Sunday night, so we chose the noon flight on Monday. When we learned that we wouldn't get any hotel or meal vouchers for weather cancellations, we went off to book a hotel for the night. We settled on the Hampton Inn near the airport. It's our go-to hotel, and we love their included breakfast. We got an Uber and headed to the hotel. As we were entering the hotel, a slender, bubbly young woman with two young children was coming in the door with a suitcase, a large bag of goodies, and a plastic bag full of paperback books. We chatted briefly, and she said they were going on vacation to Hawaii, and the books were being given away. She got in one line to check in, and we got in another line. I jokingly said to some of the other guests in line, "Oh, were you trying to get to Harrisburg, PA, too?" A guy waiting on the couch said, "No, Phoenix, Arizona." "Oh, I went to Air Force pilot training outside Phoenix in Chandler, Arizona, at what was then called Williams Air Force Base. I think that it's now a civilian or corporate airport." The young woman overheard this conversation and piped up, "Oh, my husband went to Air Force pilot training too." Well, there was more back and forth conversation with others as we made our way toward the desk clerks. Once we reached the desk clerk, we asked if they had any toiletry kits or distilled water for my CPAP. "Nope, neither," was the answer. I think Lisa and I both at the same time said, "Oh my, we have nothing with us." When the young woman overheard our plight, she said, "Oh, my husband Kyle can take you to get what you need." Well, after getting our stuff in our rooms, Kyle kindly drove us to the nearest Walmart. We picked up some distilled water, toothbrushes, toothpaste, and some pajamas, and bought a few supplies for the kind, helpful family. It was there at Walmart, in the aisle for water, that Kyle told me what his wife said. She told him, "I don't always do this, but suddenly in line at the hotel, I was nudged by the Holy Spirit, who said, 'Help these people. Help these people with what they need.'" That's when she volunteered Kyle to drive for us. So we were blessed and encouraged by the nudge of the Holy Spirit. God showed up in our needs and used some willing saints to ease our travel woes. Isn't this super encouraging? I absolutely love to share these tangible pieces of evidence of Emmanuel, God with us. God with us in Jesus Christ, and God with us in the Holy Spirit. Friends, trust me. You are never alone or abandoned. God sees your needs. I simply would ask that you believe this simple story of the nudge and then accept and acknowledge the all-powerful, all-loving God who loves you deeply, always travels with you, and wants the very best for you. With that, have an uplifting and encouraging week, maybe with the nudge of the Holy Spirit.